I just love the Lord. I feel like that everybody should be able to say that in here with no doubt that I love the Lord. He is so wonderful. He is great. He's mighty and He is powerful. And even when I fail Him, He never fails me. Amen. If you have your Bibles this evening, I'm going to have you turn to two different places. Matthew chapter 8. And then as well as Hebrews chapter 11.
Matthew chapter 8. We start there in verse 5. And then later on skip into Hebrews chapter 11, starting in verse 1. I promise I'm not going to be lengthy. 15
to 30 minutes in between that time, I promise. I know we got prayer meeting, we got to pray. I'm just glad I'm not the only one that says that, because the pastor says the same thing. So at least if he says it, it's okay if I say that too. So 15 to 30 minutes as my wife is giving me a look to hurry up. But Matthew chapter 8, beginning there in verse 5, reading on to verse 10. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered him and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said unto them that followed him, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Obviously, everybody knows what's coming next. Turn to chapter 11 of Hebrews and verse 1 there. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for the evidence of things not seen. For by the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. The title of this simple little thought, you know, faithless and you will fall. Being faithless and you will fall. We know the meaning of the word faith is having complete trust or confidence in someone or something. Words similar to faith is belief or believing, in many other words. But without faith, there can be no belief. Because if you have no faith in what you believe in, there's nothing there. You know, I can say I love the Lord and I know He's alive and He died on the cross for me and my sins, for everyone I love, everybody in the sound of my voice, this whole world. But if I have no faith, I do not truly believe in it. You can't believe in something without faith. You must have faith to believe in it. The word faith appears over 336 times in the King James Version. Other Bible translations have various counts. Faith appears over 458 times in the NIV, 389 times in the NKJV, 378 times in the ASBV, and 521 times in the GNB. All Bible translations have the word faith in it, and they have that word in great amounts. Because without faith, there is no belief. And if we get on our knees and pray without faith, we will never see nothing done. Because you can get down on your knees and you can pray for something and say, Lord, touch me. Lord, help me. Lord, be with me. Lord, move in this situation. Move in this need. But if you're just doing it out of a routine, just to come on Wednesday night so nobody talks about you, how you didn't show up on Wednesday, and you're not really getting down on your knees and praying in faith, and believing and trusting the Lord. Listen, I understand there's times where you got to go through something and healing or the situation won't go away and the Lord won't answer the prayer right away. He has a timing. He has a will. There's a reason why we have to go through there's a reason why we got to go through these things. But if we just do it and we just get on our knees and pray without having faith and a belief behind it, what are we doing it for? Verse 6 tells us, in Matthew chapter 8, but without faith is it impossible to believe to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Without faith, there is no drive to serve God. Without faith, there is no belief in God. Without faith, there's no walk with God. Without faith, there's no reading His Word. Without faith, there is no praying and seeing miracles and things happen and things done. Without faith in salvation, you will not be saved. Because without faith, you do not believe in any of it. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Romans 10:9 tells us, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Preacher, what brings a sinner to his knees is when he steps out or she steps out in faith. How do I deal with this situation, this trial that I'm going through? Is having faith and stepping out and trusting Him. Without faith in the Lord, without faith in Christ, Peter would never believe that he would be able to step out on the water and walk to Him. When conviction comes to someone, their faith, as small as it may be, will bring them to the altar and make them move. I've seen it over and over again. I have a friend now who tells me the reason why he got saved is because he heard a preacher preach to him. And that small faith that he had in the Lord, that small faith in the belief that he had what he was telling was true, is what made him got out of his seat and crawl and walk to an altar. Faith is the important key to living till sunset comes. No matter how dark your trial gets, no matter how tough it is, faith is what will make you last the longest. 2 Corinthians 5:7 tells us, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Build your faith and you will survive anything. You will make it till the end and live through the hard times. Without faith, you're not going to be able to make it through anything. I know, I'm preaching about faith. That's what it is. It was in the title. I'm going to repeat it over and over again, whether you want me to or not. Without faith, you will not make it through the trials. Without faith, people that are struggling with an addiction or with a problem, without faith in Christ Jesus, they will never be able to be free of it. It takes faith in Christ and Christ alone to be saved, but to make it through our trials. This centurion here had enough faith in Jesus that his servant would be healed. He didn't want Jesus to come and lay hands on the servant. He already knew Christ could do it. He wasn't saying, Lord, come to my house. And we don't know exactly how far away it was. We can assume, you know, there's many that assume how many miles it was. We don't know. But we can, you know, say it was 10 miles down the road. I know it's probably a little bit longer than that, but we'll just say 10 miles. Just, you know, just for preaching's sake here. He didn't even want him to walk the 10 miles. He said, Lord, I know you're able to do it. I have people under me. Lord, I'm a centurion. I'm higher up in the Roman army. Lord, I know you're able to heal my servant, so there's no need to come to my house. Just heal my servant. I know you're able to. The faith this man had God amazed. He said, I've never seen this much faith in Israel. I haven't seen any of this kind of faith. Just to say, just heal my servant and I trust you. I know you'll do it. The reason why we don't see healings and seeing our trials go away and seeing, you know, a youth night or whatever you want to say, the reason why we don't see things growing is because when we pray for it, we don't have the faith to believe it. Again, I understand timing. I understand the Lord's will. I understand that. I'm not saying anything against that. I know. But I'm going to tell you, I believe with my heart, I believe with my heart that it is not the Lord's will to have everybody go through something and have everybody suffer and everybody go through trials and never get any relief from it. I know that's not the Lord's will. The Bible tells us something different. If we would have faith as small as the grain of a mustard seed, we can see mountains moved. But in our hearts, when we get on our knees, we may say, Lord, I trust you. Lord, I believe you can help me. Lord, I know you can bring me through this. But we don't believe it. We don't even believe the words coming out of our mouth. Why? Because we get so weary. We get so beaten down. Because we're walking the same walk. And we're going through our days over and over again. Still going through the same addiction, still going through the same health problem, it's going through the same trial, whatever you want to say. We're going through it constantly, over and over again. And it is very easy to become weary throughout a day-to-day life and not see things done. It is easy to become weary. I'm not judging you or getting mad. Oh my goodness, you're lacking faith because you've been going through something for 3 years. How dare you? I'm not saying that. It's understandable. But my, if we would get on our knees with faith like they had in Acts chapter 2, praying with one mind and one accord with unity together, believing and knowing, because the Lord told them a promise was coming. They believed in that promise. They got on their knees and they all prayed together with one mind and one accord with unity. My Lord, if all of us together would pray tonight with unity, with one mind, seeing things done, with having the evidence of things going on and going forward, seeing a youth ministry going, all the overseas missionary work going forward, seeing our church growing, if we would pray tonight with one mind and one accord, unified together on that, with great faith behind it. I won't even say great faith. I would say faith the size of a mustard seed behind it. My, what could we see done in our church? What could we see done in this community? I understand day-to-day life, the weariness, all the drag it can be sometimes. We need to get our unbelief in check. And the way we get our unbelief in check is to get our faith in check. Once we get our faith in check and we trust the Lord and saying, Lord, I'm going to have blind faith. I don't know where it's going to come from. I don't know what you're going to do. I don't know how it's going to work out. I'm just going to have faith and trust in you, Lord. We could see things done. He is a miracle worker. I believe that. I've seen miracles in my own life. I've preached it many times. My grandmother was diagnosed with bone marrow cancer, the severe kind, not the kind that's easily taken care of. It was a tough situation that she got diagnosed with. She got prayed on Sunday evening. She went to the doctors on Tuesday morning, and they said there was nothing there. Nothing there. We don't know what happened. Brother Matthew Willis, they told Sister Kim to abort him because there was no chance that he would make it full term. Well, he's here, and he made it full term. I don't think he's fully right, but anyway, I'm joking. But he's here. What a miracle that is. I saw something that a person that we know on Instagram, she made a post about her testimony. Her child in the same situation, they told her to abort their child because the child would not be normal. It would not even make it full term. It would die before 9 months. And she would have to have a stillbirth. And they trusted in the Lord. They had faith and they prayed. And guess what? They had a healthy baby boy. People call us crazy. They can call me radical. That's okay. Call me radical. That's fine. I believe in the Lord. I trust in the Lord. I still believe miracles can happen, but it takes faith to believe in it. It takes faith to trust in the Lord. And we can look at it now. The angels don't even have the faith that we do. They were with the Lord every single day. They are there with them. We have never seen Jesus Christ on earth with our eyes. We've never looked at him eye to eye. But we got his spirit here in the church with us. We got his presence here with us. We know he's alive and well. We feel him every time we come on Sunday, on Wednesday, on Sunday evening. We can feel the Lord every day when we are driving in our cars to work. We can pray to the Lord at our home life, in our prayer closets. We can get on our knees. Have we ever seen him physically, church? No, we haven't. But we can feel him in our prayer closets. We can feel him around this altar. We can feel him wherever we pray, in our car going, wherever we're going to. We can feel the presence of the Lord every single day. But if you have no faith while you're praying, you will not have belief in it. And it will just be, in my opinion, a wasted prayer, because you're just going to sit there and muddle and have no faith in it and just go on and talk about it and talk about it. Let's come tonight, church. I told you I wasn't going to be long. I just had a quick word on faith. Let's come tonight when we gather around here, around these altars or in our seats. Let's come here tonight. If you have a need here, if you have something going on at home that you don't want nobody to find out about, guess what? The Lord knows about it, and that's all that matters, that he knows about it. I don't got to know your issues. I don't got to know your problems or your struggles. As long as the Lord knows about it, that's all that matters. That's all that matters. Brother Tom, I don't got to know anything. I don't got to know anything at all. Just let me know if something's wrong. And guess what? Okay. Lord, I don't know what's going on, Brother Tom, but he needs a need tonight. Lord, let's get on our knees and just meet the need. Meet the need. I don't got to know anything. The Lord knows it all. And if we would come here tonight with just faith, trusting him and believing him, man, we could see things done. Hallelujah. Is there any needs tonight?